don't we put us
Why
there?
Didn't you?
Well, because it wasn't there.
It wasn't
big
enough.
Well, it wasn't.
Have you built this?
No. See, this was the dance floor before.
Yeah.
Where it followed this line.
Yeah.
And it was a sort of funny shaped thing. Yeah, just to here. And it was like nothing. So we just extended all this out, made it into a stage, become a bigger dance floor. Because I don't know why, they always seem to have these trends. They had these trends in the 70s and 80s of having small
dance
floors.
Dance floors, yeah.
And the disco console was open to the public, so the public could just wander in and tap the DJ on the back and change his records for him or whatever. It's a stupid operation, so we fenced that in. But this is the area up here, Anne. I was thinking if we could some kind of trellis or something around this raised area here, you could actually open this bit as a pub on a...
As what, sorry?
As a sort of pub, you know, on a Saturday and Sunday in the season. Food and that. Now, with a big screen, you can have that. Sport or just grandstand or rock music videos or whatever you want to do. Get satellite in and get MTV on. I mean, satellites aren't going to cost £300. It's worth it.
This is like cocktail bar,
yeah, isn't it? Yeah. And change all the change all the green to sort
green
of red.
Anyway.
Yeah, red, and then you've got the white pick out.
Yeah.
And you've got the blue seat, so you've got red, white, and blue on.
Yeah. Is that cheap chairs? These are,
no.
Are they?
Oh no. Nothing was cheap. I mean, it's good. You know, these tables are bloody heavy. And they've done they did a good job when they built it. I mean, you can see what he intended doing was, the plans were beautiful. This was going to be, there's a piano there on that raised area there. So this was like a piano bar.
Yeah.
There was going to be a big fountain in the middle there.
Yeah.
This wasn't going to be a disco.
No.
Big fountain in the middle there.
Yeah.
And an orange grove,
yeah,
type effect. It's going to be called the orange. This was the blue grove, so that was the orange,
yeah,
grove or whatever. The bar was a double-sided open.
Oh, because the other side?
Yeah.
Really?
And the other side,
yeah,
was just going to be a big glassed disco in there, and that was going to be the disco, and this was going to, you know, I mean, it was a good idea. I don't know why he pulled out and went half cock.
True.
These are the things we were talking about yesterday, these uprights. I mean, they're just open for...
Well, you could shorten them anyway.
Yeah.
You could just shorten them.
I mean, they're very sort of vandal... easy or whatever, vandal friendly, hooligan friendly, aren't they?
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, I mean, we just got cheap, yeah. Lampshades now on, because it's not worth it, because the expensive ones are just getting damaged all the time.
We could shorten them anyway and just put lamps on them.
Yeah.
Whatever, if you don't have them on during the day anyway.
No, you don't, that's right. See, if you sort of somehow trellis that area, that side in, you could actually have this photo more intimate if people just wanted to
snug,
sit in here. Yeah, yeah. If you got a character behind the bar. You could attract people by his own force of personality.
Bigger, you know,
really,
than you think when
you're
coming
when
you start.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. But I wouldn't... I mean, I actually don't think you can do... If you're going to do... People are going to eat. I think you're going to be pushed at more than about 150 to 200. No, it depends how you eat it.
I think it depends, don't it, what
yeah,
you do.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. As you said, I mean, it does depend. Because if you wanted to, you could always utilise all the dance floor area, tables and things. You know, if you had that kind of function that you know.
Mm. Makes it difficult to do a big function though, in here with that stage.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know, to set
yeah,
out,
yeah,
there's no way you can set out for 200.
No. What we did do very well.
Yeah.
Some of the jazz stuff.
I mean,
it never worked in the sense that it wasn't commercially viable.
No.
But things like Kenny Ball and that that we yeah. had on, and we had like the trestle tables in all these alcoves, and people came and actually booked a meal.
Yeah.
And you had a meal and sat and watched the band and yeah. everything. It worked. I mean, for those, it did
the
work.
Sat,
it
yeah.
did work. Yeah, but you can see everywhere, and it did.
Put food yeah. up at the back as well. Yeah.
Have you actually ever seen around this place properly?
Not properly, no, I haven't really. Where do you get to that round
no.
that?
No, you can't, that's one of the... Do you want to... I'll just go and get a key so you yeah, can have a quick look in there. Get your bearings. It actually looks bigger looking that way than it does when you're up there looking back, I think. Thinking of atmosphere. But if we carpet the two raised areas and sort of an attractive hard-wearing lino-y type effect on there,
what about
you can dance. Well, yeah. No, well, it's been down since it opened, so that's got to be 8-9 years. It's done well.
Yeah. All right. So this is just virtually a bay. You can't get through that way.
No, you can't. No.
No.
Right. So it's sort of self-contained nonsense. When Trish had a do in here, her 40th, Trish had her 40th birthday here. She laid a tremendous amount of wasted space in this.
There is.
She laid a buffet out in here, and people have wandered in and wandered back in.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've always wanted to utilise this, but we can't really. We built that wall here. It was just open. This is the back of the disco. I mean, it's all. None of it's sort of. Internal walls. I mean, it's all no wall there. So, I mean, we put this up just to break that room because this is the functional part.
That cellar.
It's for the cellar, yeah.
What's the
extraction
like? Is it good?
It's alright, yeah.
Oh,
they're
shagging over here. For doing
American
stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Boom.
Yeah.
Kebabs and everything.
We've got, somewhere, a pizza oven.
Oh, have you got a pizza oven?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's alright. I have enough cars to do. I've got to do the car. I don't know where the
place is. Where is it? It's somewhere anyway. We've got a pizza oven.
What is it?
Ice making machine.
What's that dishwasher?
Glass washer. We've got.
I've got
one
behind the bar.
No.
There ain't one behind the bar.
No.
Oh, I see
it
behind.
Oh, right, I see. So basically, just tray it up here and then bang it straight in.
Now then, so you carpet
hit them two.
Yeah.
And then some what?
We see hardly anybody ever. They don't really sit in this area. All they do is, I mean, they only sit right at the end of the, you know, when it's full. They'll sit on those two tables.
That way anyway, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, everybody around here just stands or sits on those bar stools. When people first come in, they go to the raised areas and sit down. Or they stand at the bar. It's and if you actually look on the actual area we're talking about, there's only one, two, three, four. There's only about half a dozen tables.
Yeah.
You know, at maximum you're going to get 24 people sat around there anyway. So I think in a way it's a bit wasted carpeting it all. Because it's a big area to carpet. I mean, the quotes we had ranged from sort of 18
to
27.
The carpet because of the name on it?
Well, yeah, and it's getting past it, to be honest. I mean, these metal strips are down there for the public entertainment license. They weren't going to give us it because carpet was lifting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not working here, is it? But we had to do it for.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, back there, can you see straight in front of you, there's a worn patch on the carpet, but there's been a bit of a leak at some stage.
Oh, right,
it's one there. I mean, if you've got it carpeted, once you've got that, you're stuck, aren't you? You know, you've either got. I mean, we've either got to put a table on top of it,
yeah,
or.
Yeah, that's it,
or replace the whole damn carpet. I mean, the carpet must have cost a fortune.
Okay,
it's not a bad size room in the sense
that
you can get 300 in. Well, you can get 400 in if you, you know, just having the right party.
How many lengths?
300. But you can get, 100 people can have a decent atmosphere as well. Mm. You know,
well, that is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Because I mean, some places that are fairly big, if you've got 100 in, it just looks empty.
No, that's right. I mean, that's a Carlton's problem, isn't it? You know, unless it's got 500 in, you feel as if you're in a barn, aircraft cabin.
Chromium and all that sort of lends itself to an American thing.
Yeah, it does. So you wouldn't have to spend a fortune on. I mean, it's only a matter of. Most of it's a matter of paint and then hanging a few things up, isn't it? To change the atmosphere.
Yeah, well, it is, but I think because the one you've got to look at on a bit of the design as well, you might as well just get one or two bits.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to make all this into dance floor and all the rest of it, what's the benefit of having a stage? If all this is virtually going to be dance floor, isn't it, really?
No, there isn't.
Because if you didn't have that, it would make this room more valuable. In as much as from the point of view of doing catering and functions and all the rest of it. You could say, right, we'll do a function for 150 and 200. And really, to do, you've got to be looking to do a sit-down function for 200.
Mm.
Because it's more than the headway can do comfortably. And it's more than... and you can certainly do a better job than the counter. So, I mean, you don't call him any competition at all, I don't. But you've got to look at being able to do functions for 200.
Well, 200 is lost in the Carlton anyway, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I mean.
Are you talking about the Carlton or the Carlton rooms?
I'm talking about the Carlton.
Right.
Not Charleston.
Right.
Carlton.
Right.
Yeah. It really and truthfully, right, the headway do plenty of functions and all the rest of it, but you can do a better job than headway. No, two words about it. In a minute. can do, if you can do a 200% sit down, you're going to be in a modern function. Plus that, like, it's like I say, if we're going to have a dance floor in here, there isn't any benefit about having the raised area, is there?
No, that's very true.
And it makes a lot of difference, actually. I thought so. Because the bands can still sit up, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
They sit up here.
Well, you can do what, yeah.
Yeah, they can still sit up there and they can still see them. And it makes it a different space, totally different. And like I say, if we're going to carpet it, not carpet, if we're going to cover it, you might as well cover it totally.
Oh yeah,
and
well,
you're gonna
cover it. I mean, we've got to recover that stage anyway.
So all you're doing is checking it out, surely, in a lot of ways. It makes all the difference, Barry. It makes it in a way as well, so that it's not as...
Well, you can create a dance floor area with tables and chairs.
Yeah,
all you do is just put them round an area. I mean, that's all we did in the Sugar House. Well, we've got an actual flat floor.
Get rid of all that, and you've got no table area, because they can sort of sit in the gangway.
Yeah.
So I think definitely that wants to come out.
Because I mean, if you ever got anything you really need, a little, you could always bring a little
staging's no problem, is it? Now we need, we'll keep these mirrors and everything. Them mirror tiles and everything, because I mean, them are part and parcel. American, what they call it, aren't they? Mm. Those chrome chairs. It's just that reseating that, just on that middle one, actually, is a bit bad, isn't it?
Mm. Well, you need to redo the fixed seating. I mean, some of it you'll get away with, but generally you need to recover it. It's going all over the place. And it.
What if you go get some with stairs and stripes then?
It's dirt. I mean, the trouble with the American red, it's not a maroon, it's a bright pillar box type red, isn't it?
Yes,
you know, it's,
oh my God. Yeah,
so if anybody spills anything on it or whatever, it's going to show like a boom.
Yeah. Right, well, let's get them greeneries down in there. That sort of creates that atmosphere there, but I think... go on. Get them lamps down, I think. Because, I mean, you can easily chop them up and put something else smaller on, can't you, with lamps on?
Mm.
If you want to create that sort of an atmosphere. Now, there isn't a door, is the front kitchen into there? But there's just a hatch, which is alright, because then they don't have just do service on there. But the only trouble about that is... Anyway, that's running. No problem.
I mean, if you've got a function, you haven't got that much of a bar trade.
No,
in the sense of being busy, have you?
I think that would make all the difference if that comes out. You can soon redo the DJ's little...
I think you'd leave the DJ.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you can soon sort of make it so that it's...
Gene keeps buying this atrocious cheap wallpaper and sticking it everywhere. Look at that.
Well, yeah, it just looks tasty.
Well, on that, you could do something stars and stripes here all around there.
Oh, is it going to come and see me on Monday? Webster's, Wilson's, Budweiser. Throwing money about a bit. Don't know about it. Anyway, it's going to come and see me. They're going to bring me a list of my aunt, because they're going to be all them. They've got Miller Lite, Coors or something,
yeah.
Cronenberg 1664, Carlsberg, is it Export? Strong stuff, Hofmeister. Alston and Alston Export, Michelob, that, but he's going to bring me a Tiger beer or something. Yeah, they do.
Coors, Miller and Bud are all American beer.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. But they do it John Smith range as well, you see,
because
that's Miller Lite, isn't it? So he's coming on. He's coming for. He's going to be on Monday. Nice lad, really nice lad. So I went to where is it yesterday? I could find one American cookery book. Well, that ain't true. I could find one, and it was £27.50. So I left it where it was. I couldn't fit in kitchen. And not a lot.
Yeah.
But I found some barbecue recipes and all that that would be good.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing on American, of course, is you can do all that Cajun stuff, can't you?
Yeah,
like
that's
from New Orleans.
Yes, that's
area,
what I
well,
that's what I thought, because I've got 400 and some cookery books.
Well,
I've never been interested in American stuff. But Cajun stuff and all that, I thought, and then there's you can do some long kebabs and all that. That's why if we get one of them charcoal grills that you can, you know, not all easy. And if you're going to do burgers, we'll do proper burgers, you know, not really crappy things to sell up for all. But you can do all, you do vegetarian burgers and all sorts. So, is that paper up there? Shutting doors don't appeal to me when you're
no,
used up.
No, true.
Looks nice.
Yeah, I mean, this looks almost like school.
I think from you're better with chilled shelves, really. In a way for.
Well, nowadays everybody wants chilled drinks anyway, don't they?
Yeah,
I mean, it's
no,
not like they used to be.
Yeah.
Wanted warm.
When you think about if you just saving 200 or 300 if you're opening and shutting bloody cupboard doors or fridge doors, it's no good. Chill best, I think. So, yeah, right, I've got, how to know things.
Yeah, I think you're right, actually. You need to get rid of that mix and create a dance floor.
Yeah, create.
And what I do is then put a few more spots in.
Yeah.
Those spots around
yeah.
there, Shane,
yeah.
on the front, put some around the back.
Yeah.
So you actually just use.
Yeah.
See, I think creative use of spotlights is better than specialised lighting effects, which A, cost a fortune, but B, as soon as you've seen them, they're out of date.
Well, that's it.
Because they've only affected one time, that's the first time you see them.
Yeah,
after that,
it. And we don't want the photo just coming
once. No. So, I mean, you can just use coloured spots hitting. I mean, those at the moment are just. Literally stage spots, all they are on and on dim.
Oh, right,
they,
yeah.
You can dim them up or whatever, but they can't flash. So what we need is a small unit in there, and I mean, it's only £200 or £300, and a few.
There's loads of places going across, you know, discos and that, where you've you can pick stuff up when it's done out. Just have it ready money, you see, when it's done.
Yeah.
But I think, I think that's definitely set that out. It really would make.
Yeah, it would actually thinking about it.
Well, it'd just transform it, and then there's just no true way about that. I forgot that. That fella coming after 3.
Yeah.
So I think. Just what I can hear.
Yeah, of course. I mean, yes. Keep on walking around to get familiar with it.
Yeah, well, I just
need in there is staff toilets and your spirit store.
Oh, where's finished?
Spirit store in there.
Where's but where's the
cellar?
Yeah.
Down below.
Right down and out. Just outside to get to it. That's it.
It's a pain in the neck, but it's.
Well, that's how it is at the minute, isn't it?
But now Volks actually looked at. Putting a lift in and building, and it was just
terrible. Oh, you can't be doing that.
I mean, it's a bit of a pain, but all it means is you get 20. Once you start getting busy, you get 22s, not 11s. 36 is eventually real. Yeah. We've got 3 stand up freezers.
Yeah, look at there's loads of room. You see, we can do it. If you want to make stuff special, you could do it.
And the chest freezer. Those are freezers. That's a chest freezer.
Yeah,
so you've got 3 stand, 1 chest and a fridge.
That's so good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
That's the lift down into the cellar.
And I'm not riding down on that. So you just send it down?
Yeah, it takes, you can get half a dozen crates in. You could get an 11 gallon if you wanted.
Oh, wow, because you like to keep your beer down there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Is there anywhere up here you've got, oh, Andrew, you've got to get it up anyway, haven't you? You see, look, this half a deep floor right on there.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
Better, just, isn't it? Well, I don't mean better, but it just, that's just the difference now, so. What's any scenario stand for?
National Scooterists, National Scooter Rally Association.
Right.
But this room drives me up the wall. I mean, I.
What's through here? This is back at the stage.
This is back at the stage.
Back at disco. Yeah, back at
the
disco.
This is the back.
DJ
is here.
Oh, right.
This is just the back wall of the disco.
So, really, if we got a shot of all that, you could really, if you wanted, make another hatch.
Yeah.
Which then would make.
Yeah. And you could have this as a big preparation area if you want.
Yeah, because where's structure's there, isn't it? It's just a thinking of
So she keeps saying, and of course, you're taking an organiser around a disco, aren't you? You're like, you know, he's stood in a disco, and you've got to say, well, when it's all laid out, and they've got to imagine it. You ought to have like a colour photograph.
It's really what it's set up in here with a photograph, and that must be on the thing outside, the case outside. But like I say, if you've got somewhere that could just, you see, because I mean, the most we can do is 50 down there,
that's right.
And which is nice. 40 is lovely. 40 is absolutely lovely to do, and that's it. But I mean, to have somewhere to do 200 like this would be absolutely incredible. You can always do small weddings down there, and then the big do at night up here. That just totally makes it different. I want to just go and have a look, and then you see if you. Well, anyway, come on. Well, that takes care of the segment to a certain extent.
That's the fire escape down to outside.
Oh, so
No, you can't. But that's that area we're looking at. Outside the disco console. That's the passageway we just walked out. And that's the area you were banging.
Oh, that's the area we're banging.
Yeah,
door.
Yeah.
That's fine. Because then it means that you've got your back in and out, or whichever way around you want to do it. So that's fine all this comes down. And you can still sort of make it elevated up this really nice and whatever. That's that wallpaper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right,
it's actually, you know, if you took this out, it'd make a tremendous big area, wouldn't it?
Brilliant, no messing. And make them a bit more romantic. You know.
God knows what they'll get up to.
Well, I don't give a fuck, me. That was it from 15. There's 15 there and whatever in the head. So you could see 50 on here.
I think once upon a time, I did it on the fixed seating for I think you could get about 120 people round.
Yeah, as it is. Sat down.
But you see, the other thing that this works, when you've had the smaller dos, you know, sort of even like 60, 80 people, you can lay one of these raised areas out as the big cool buffet area, which kills a lot of space in the club.
Yeah.
The only thing that worries me about taking that out is that you then create a massive empty space.
No,
if you have got 60, 70 people, you have to then...
No, you don't, because what you do is you do it down there.
Right.
And this is off, isn't it?
Yeah, then you go back and sit up there.
That's it. Yeah, you do it down there. And this is... if you did it over there, it would look absolutely dreadful. You do it down there, you set it up in the middle, and you set it up really nice and cozy. And then...
We've got quite a lot of these little blue tables, so you could actually surround the dance
floor. Oh, yeah, no messing.
Push people into the dance floor, so
yeah,
it's
and
there
you make
anyway.
You make a totally different. It's in one sort of minor operation, if you like. All right, minor to a certain extent. You've totally transformed it, Barry, and it definitely looks so different. I mean, even if you didn't do anything else, but I think you've just got to. We've just got to. Get it sorted. It ain't going to take much sorting. And get the.
You could use that chrome railing round.
Well, you could use that chrome railing elsewhere. We could, you know. I don't think you've got to try in a way not to shut it off too much. And yeah, it's you've just got to sort of be able to not shut it off, but sort of create different areas within one big area, if you can. And I think putting trellising up to, not trellising, but that sort of thing to a certain extent at the minute we don't need them. I think I'll have to come a time or two when it's open as well to get.
Now, what I was just thinking of.
Yeah,
is
for the pub business.
If you're going to use it as a pub as well on a Saturday and Sunday, which I think you can do with America, certainly in the summer season, if you Americanise it and all that, and just.
Well, I mean, we could have a glorious McDonald's, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. Then, you know. You want to start from that and build back outwards,
you know,
because I mean, if they walked into here and stood on that bar,
well, actually,
20
you don't want them in here and bars there.
Well,
and that's
right.
The bar they use.
Yeah,
you don't
right.
got to use.
No, we have that closed and try and sort of shutter it off in some way. I mean,
well,
maybe even getting literally shutters rather than those grills.
I think.
I tell you what I did do. We had Laura, Jean's daughter, had a nurse's dinner here. They wanted to come on a disco night, but they wanted a meal beforehand, so we did like a meal for, I think it was about 30 of them, and we put them up in that area.
Yeah.
And I said to Laura, I'll put something on the big screen, so you know, some videos or whatever. I said, oh, I'll tell you what, I've got Live Aid all taped on, you know, from years ago. Mm. So I said, oh, that'd be good. So of course, I'm sat in the office like this, and they're all sat down for their lovely five-course meal, and of course, great, first couple of bands on. Then it stops and shows that we're a quarter of an hour starving kids.
Oh, no, yeah.
And I went, oh, no.
So that, like a video thing?
Yeah. Or TV. you can have a normal TV on there or video.
So is that where it comes from up there?
Yeah. Well, it's controlled back in there.
All
that's
right.
Where it's projected from.
Yeah.
And you can actually see it from everywhere in the club.
Have you been to that Liberty? Is it Liberty's back side of church? Have you been
no,
in there?
No, I haven't been in there. I must nip in. I haven't been. I mean, I've been in there when it, unless it's drastically altered it, it only used to hold about 100 people. It's only licensed for
it's
100
video
people.
Thing, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what he's doing inside, but yeah, I might.
Has he still got it then, or is it interstate? Well,
receiver's
got it,
hasn't
it?
Yeah, I'm not.
Bob
sure.
taking Churchill's over this week, has
it? Is it this week? I knew he was forgetting it.
He'll be absolutely.
No, he's just come back from Tunisia, all of this, so he'll need it.
No, it's not. I need it. He'll be going in the bloody mouth before he's done it.
Stupid it is.
What if Fred talking him into all this, Fred, but I am right, talking him into Charles. There's no, no, they don't look to be doing meals, they don't upstairs.
No.
Mind if they maybe at us at the time of year, mind them not doing the meals.
I said that, you know, I mean, if he's not going to do that, well, even if he is doing that, he's not going to do it very well.
But I think if same
Carlton is far too big for the average. I mean, like our cricket club dinner. I mean, we have, it's usually between sort of 80 and 120 people. Mm. But, I mean, they must spend 20 quid ahead at the bar, at least.
We could get them in here nicely.
Yeah. But we go to the Carlton Room, so I've been to, I mean, we've been all round, but the last 3 years we've stayed at the Carlton Room, because it's done really well. So.
Yeah.
But there's no reason why you don't do, you know.
But I tell you, really, you and something different, because, I mean, all right, you go to the headway and it's just the same, the beer's really
well, the other thing that's really good is, because you've all got that all set up, because it is a disco, you don't have to upset people and bring gear in while they're eating and be setting up and testing the equipment and all that sort of stuff.
It's all there.
The DJ plays background music while you're eating, and then winds it up when you want.
You
know.
Yeah, it makes it, you know. And then we just have, I mean, the ceiling's right in blue, so I mean, you know, what sort of paint is it that?
There's bits and pieces of, like, you know, like you'll have to redo some of the tiles, which are not going to look like that.
Excuse me. Oh, pardon me.
I mean, even things like the cocktail sign. I mean, although you never use it, it's a bit of a joke. I mean,
it
actually fits into
an
American thing, doesn't it?
Well, you can make cocktails.
Oh, I know you could, yeah.
We outnumber them, I think, couldn't you? Not expensive ones, are they? Yeah, club would have done. Men out in France and all. I remember what they call that place at White Cross, they call it Dem Yankee. I'm going to.
White Cross?
At Geisler.
Oh.
I'm going to. Next door to where Ramsey's fish and chip shop. Well, what I'm going to do is.
He's opened one of them,
Yeah. One in Blackpool now.
Is
that? They used to be absolutely beautiful there, but they're crap now. It's so full of fishes or whatever it is.
That's the problem, isn't it? I mean, you get good because of a reputation
and one person doing it,
and then because you're good, everybody comes. And you cease to do it, you're upstairs doing books instead. You employ staff.
I don't do books.
No, but you know what I mean. I mean, you get pulled away from the actual what you're good at.
Yeah.
Onto other stuff.
And it's very difficult to get other people to do it like you want to. So I forgot. I'll get Brenda to go get me a menu and send me it. The more you get, it's easier to.
Is it? I know. Hugh, do you know Anne?
We meet on a Friday night, love, don't we? There's only me that's sober.
What?
No, I mean, customer side, I didn't mean.
Anne's just saying we ought to pull that whole state dance floor out and have it all flat floored.
Yeah.
And you could then do
functions. That's more American anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, you can create a dance floor by the tables and just lighting round it. I mean, that's all. As I say, I don't know why I didn't think of it, because
we make that like a rebel fort. that.
Like the Alamo, you mean? Yeah. Thing blows out with it. Yeah. Arrows stuck in it. Are we? But as you say, if you took that out, it creates a massive empty space in
there. Yeah, well, it makes it so that you can. You see, the other thing. What's your name? Who is it? We were just thinking about functions, you see.
Yeah.
Well, as it is now, you know, you really don't want to be half of them up there and half of them down here on a table. You could get so many in.
And then just line the whole floor.
It's not a disco you
have,
is it?
No. And then
I mean,
for the sake of the few bands that we do, I mean, most of the bands on the local level are used to playing in pubs, so they just had to play on the floor anyway. And the rest of it.
With the bloody ego needs a stage for Fargo.
And any major names you could always, if you need, if it was that big and the important.
But
you could get a staging from across the way, just temporary staging that puts in the Castaway.
That break has then gone straight over the back of there.
Yeah.
Already,
I know. Well, you know, once he's resigned himself to not getting this back.
What, him getting this back?
Not with Elio. I mean, once he's sort of, that's why all the fuss with Gene is stopped, because that.
Yeah, but the thing about that is, it's just that Mr. who really doesn't exist and is really Ken Reader in drag, just stirring the shit.
But once he's resigned himself to that, he's then got to look at that operation next door, and he must be losing money hand over fist for the amount of space it is. You take out all these walls, Anne, right the way back,
and, is it just
and it's as big as this. Back to that wall. I mean, it's almost a bloody conference centre, to be honest.
You could
see, if you did sort of classroom seating in there, a room this size in that snoop, you could probably seat 600 people. Not as many as the dome, given the
Mark
situation. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The dome was a bit...
That's how I was used to be in W.H. Smith.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, one of the people... Oh, it's been Jamie. I met him in Jamie last night. We're going to try
and... Mention it.
So...
Yeah, well, the tool is that...
Lights.
Yeah. It's a lighting, isn't it?
So,
You're all through, though.
We need to get Hope back to these tiles.
Who?
These tiles.
Yes.
Because they're
multi.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I am actually. I can't hear you. I can't hear men usually. It's only screaming women at me. It's really embarrassing sometimes. I have to look at people who are talking to me. I'm sure they can bloody crazy.
The lips.
And I'm in love with them or something.
We need to get a whole load of new tiles, because the whole club wants retiling. Not retiling, but there's a whole area out there. And they're the wrong, you know, if you're gonna redecorate the whole thing, you don't need four different kinds of blue in the roof and things
Really. They're awful things to paint anyway, aren't they? Do you do them wrong?
Yeah, he does them, I don't know. How do you do them?
Stick the brush on
them. You only can work with what you've got.
Man's only as good as the tools he's given. Yeah. I quite like that idea of looking all that out.
Well, yes, definitely.
I think the punters would appreciate it as well.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, it is 3:30. Okay. It's just a matter of, all we need to do is sort out a sort of formal agreement with LEL, that, you know, on how the management company or the limited company is going to sort of manage the place. We've got two people who've got a very successful business who actually drink suppliers, Morecambe Bay Wines and Spirits. We're going to come in and they'll sign the cheque for the rent there and then. I mean, it's a matter of just, you know, all it is they're saying, well, you know, what actually is the formal arrangement? And we're saying, well, we haven't actually got around to formalising it yet. Yes, yeah. Well, Jean's got the exact figures. She's done it all. She's got it all down for this afternoon. All written down, and on the chair issue and whatever else. And the, I mean, we've already got a situation where we've got through Peter and David, the other two. I mean, we've got two or three breweries who are quite willing to give us quite a substantial amount of money. Not as loans, as write-offs against barrelage, which means that we don't have any repayments to make, etc. So they're effectively sort of grants in that way. No, you just play. Yes and no. I mean, you are getting the equivalent of £30 a barrel discount, which is probably as much as you could get in a free house, except that you've got, you know, £15,000-£20,000 up front as a payment to you. The company is Morecambe Bay Wines and Spirits, and this is going to sound stupid, but I don't know their certain names. Peter and David are the two. Directors. Yeah. Right, okay. It's just owned by the two of them.